empowerment, and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. Today's episode, we have a very special guest on the show with us again, Dr. Carolyn Mine. If you're new to the show, you might not have heard of a book called Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils by Dr. Carolyn Mine. But if you've been listening for a long time, you know that this book repeatedly gets talked about over and over and over again by different guests, different experts that come on to the show. It's really sort of like the holy grail of books when it comes to how to use essential oils to help get yourself past emotional roadblocks, whatever emotions you're struggling with, anger, mistrust, neglect, not feeling worthy. Every emotion you can think of, basically, Dr. Carolyn Mine has laid out a roadmap on how to help yourself get past those roadblocks using essential oils. So I had her back on the show so that we could literally go through the book, give a couple examples of how this works, talk a little bit more about the why of why this works, and really give you guys a better insight into the amazing resource that is this book. So if you haven't already gone back and listened to episode 22, Breaking Through Emotional Barriers with Dr. Carolyn Mine, I recommend you stop, go back, listen to episode 22, and then come back and listen to this episode when you actually have the book in front of you so that you can go through step by step, listen to what we're talking about, and then you'll become a master at using this resource. I'll put a link to that book in the show notes description of this episode. And side note, apologies, the sound quality in this episode is not as good as I normally like it to be. I love good quality audio, but we were kind of limited on where Dr. Mine could record the interview. So she ended up having to record it in her office next to a window where there were some very loud birds outside. So you might hear those little friends come and visit us on this episode. All right, we will get to the interview shortly right after we pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This recipe comes from Tanya Haga, and it is for a homework helper rollerball. To make this rollerball, you'll need a 10 milliliter rollerball, 2 drops of black pepper, 4 drops grapefruit, 4 drops lime, 2 drops peppermint, 2 drops rosemary, 2 drops lavender, and 2 drops vetiver essential oil. Fill the rollerball with the essential oils and then fill to the top with fractionated coconut oil. Roll on the back of the neck before school and before sitting down for homework time. Thanks, Tanya, for the homework helper rollerball. You can submit your own recipe to the dugout by emailing us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
So I'm here with Dr. Carolyn Mine, who is, of course, the famous author and speaker who teaches about releasing emotional patterns with essential oils. So Miss Carolyn Mine has been on the show multiple times before. We're so glad to have her back here. Her book, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils, is such a staple in pretty much every oily household. It's referred to multiple times throughout this show as well. Dr. Mine works one-on-one with clients, as well as provides a vast array of online resources through her website, bodytype.com. And we're so grateful to have her back on the show with us again. How are you today, Dr. Mine?
Fantastic. It's such a pleasure to be back with you again. I always love coming on your show.
I love when you're here. Even just your voice automatically puts me in such a peaceful mood. So thank you for being here. I wanted to start by asking you about the book. So we're going to focus a lot on today's episode on how to use this amazing book. I think today a lot of people are very interested in this topic of releasing emotional patterns with essential oils. So they get the book and then, you know, they might open it up and be like, ooh, this is a lot. I don't know if I'm ready for this. So let's break it down and make it really easy for everyone. I thought we'd start by, I've got the book right in front of me and I've opened it up to page 3, which is the intro to the book. And you've got this really interesting diagram here where emotions is on one side and then it sort of Venn diagrams out into these categories, release and hold, and those break down into further categories. So let's break that down and explain this to people.
Excellent. Yeah, one of the things that I was doing is I was looking at how do we explain emotions and understand it to be able to clear it. And so emotions are one of those components that's integral to healing. So with the applied kinesiology, we look at 3 different components. We've got the structure, we have the nutrition, and then we have the emotions. And so when it came to emotions, I was looking at how do we deal with emotions? And in my exploration with emotions, I found that, yes, we can release the emotion, but the problem is you're expressing the emotion, you're constantly in that same thing. So you never get anywhere. And then I found looking at another area, well, we can look at affirmations. Affirmations are good, but they only go so far. How do you combine that with the emotion, and where do you go? Where do you take it? And then I looked at another area and said, okay, you know, what we need is we need to look at the positive side, because it's one thing to express and understand and know the negative side of the emotion. We all know that all too well. But then we're told you need to move to the positive, but nobody tells you what that positive is. And they certainly don't tell you how to get there. And that's the whole basis of the book. So a lot of times I have people tell me, I've got your book, but I don't know how to use it. And I'd like to break this down to where it's really simple. So basically, I wrote it as a reference book. That means you can start with, what's the emotion and what do you do about it? So that means what's the positive side, how do you get there, and using the oils because it does hold that positive vibrational frequency. How do we release it from the structure, from the body? That's why we use the acupuncture points. And it's that simple. So that means this is not a book that you need to read cover to cover. It's actually a reference book. And there's different entry points as far as where you can go. You can start with what the emotion is. You can start with what the oil is. You can look at your body. Do I have pain in a particular area? What's this telling me? So those are the three major aspects of how do you use the book. So then once I did that, I was looking at understanding more about emotions. So what are emotions and what causes our problems and why do we have to deal with these emotions in the first place? And so when we're looking at emotions, what are we going to do with our emotions? We don't have a problem with the positive one. It's those negative ones that trip us up all the time. So what are we going to do with a negative emotion? And the classic negative emotion that everybody is familiar with is anger. So what happens if you release that energy? And if you release that energy in an area that is positive, then you end up in a very good feeling. If you release that energy and it's negative, then you end up feeling bad. So the other thing that we can do with emotions, if we're not going to express that emotion, is we hold on to it. So we internalize it. And then when we internalize it, then we can take that energy and express that in a positive manner, which would be things like exercise or redirect the energy or do something with that energy, that power. So we can redirect it that way, or we can stuff our emotions. And the problem with stuffing our emotions is over time, then it causes blocked energy, which is basically the definition of pain. And then the pain can be physical pain, looking at various different degenerative diseases, or we look at emotional pain, and that's one of the components with a lot of our problems that we end up with. So bottom line is whether we like it or not, we really need to deal with our emotions. And I feel the greatest gift you can give your children is teaching them how to deal with their emotions.
So bottom line, what I'm understanding as well from this diagram, now that I have a better understanding of it, we all have emotions and then we either release them or we hold them inside. Is that subconscious? Is that conscious? Can it be both?
It can be both, but it's just one of the things that we do in order to survive. So as a child, again, when we look at anger or the expression, so you're wanting something, so you're reaching for something. You think, okay, you know, this catches my attention. This looks good. So you go to grab that, and it may be something that could be harmful for you. So you have a parent that says no, and you have this negative blockage of where your energy is moving. And then what are you going to do? So usually what happens with that energy is you end up crying. And then you're told, well, don't cry. And so then what are you going to do? Well, you're going to have to not cry. So you're stuffing your emotions. So we get programmed very early when we're dealing with emotions and or how do we deal with all of this energy, literally.
Fascinating, fascinating. Well, let's go over to the emotional reference chart first. So for those that are listening, if you happen to have this book, you can open it up and kind of follow along with us. I wanted to break down someone that, let's say, opens this book and they say, oh my gosh, finally my book is in. I need to deal with my anger. Okay, let me find anger. I'm going to find it in this emotional reference chart. There it is on page 35. And here's what it says. Emotion, anger. And then the next column is other side. And for anger, that's laughter. And then the next column says way out. And for anger, that's my direction is clear. Then it gives the oil purification. It gives an alarm point liver, and it gives a couple different charts. So what do you do from there?
One of the things that helps in kind of understanding the emotions is you look at the emotion. And so we're all really familiar with what anger is. And we know that when we express that energy then and express it on the negative side, then that negative emotion is anger, and the positive side ends up being laughter. It's kind of like when I looked at emotions, it's looking at traffic patterns. And so if energy is flowing and traffic's going, then everything's fine. But if you hit a traffic jam, then what do you end up doing? And so we're told that when we're in this physical area where the energy is blocked, we need to be able to get above it, which is why we're looking at things from a higher perspective. So that's why the traffic helicopter is really good. You can look at that for something from above it. And then you can look at it from a higher perspective, which is basically where affirmations come in. It's like a way of connecting the spiritual side with the physical side. And then once we know where to go, then we have a direction. So that's where the affirmation, my direction is clear, comes in. And then the oil purification, the reason we use the oils is the oils hold a positive vibrational frequency, because a lot of times when you're in the middle of a negative emotion, like you're in the middle of anger, and you look at laughter, and that's the last thing you want to do because it just doesn't fit. If you use the oil will hold the frequency, and it will also release the energy from the body, which is why we have these various different points that are alarm points, and then the chart that tells you where those points are located. And then on that chart area, you'll see there's C, D, and G, and H. H stands for hand. G has to do with the feet. And then C and D refer to different points on the body. What you've got with this particular area, you can really use any of the alarm points. So depending on what you're doing and who you're working with. So you may find that you're working with a person, you're doing, say, maybe you're doing foot reflexology, and you find that there's a tender spot on your foot, and you can look at the chart and say, oh, this relates to the liver, so therefore, let's see what's going on with the emotion that's stored in the liver. Another handy one is the hand. So a lot of times you can be in a situation like with your kids, and they're angry. And what do you do? So that's when you can use the point on the hand, because it's easy to access. And then we also have the body points, which I like to use just because in my practice, when I find problems in various different areas, then I can go to those points and work on those. But to back up and simplify, what do you do when you look at anger and look at the chart? Here's the negative side, the positive side, my direction is clear. You've looked at the chart on D, so you figure out where the point is, whether you're looking at the hand point or the body point. The interesting thing with the liver is the body point happens to be on the nipple. And so there are some areas where that can be very interesting. There are other areas where it can be inappropriate. So that's why the point on the hand is a very easy one to reference. And where that is on your hand is on the little finger side. And when you go to bend your fingers, it's just about where that crease point is. And the interesting thing is the points are about the size of a half dollar. They follow intention. So you don't have to be concerned, am I on the right point? So as long as you're in the general vicinity, the body's going to take care of the rest.
Okay. So I'm going to back up a little as well and kind of go through this. So the alarm point part, I think that was the part that confused me the most at first when I was starting out, because I saw liver and I was like, oh, am I supposed to touch my liver? And then I started to learn the book more and I said, oh no, the alarm points have names, but the names for them correlate to this chart. So you can find the alarm point in lots of different places, but you only need to work with one at a time. So even though the chart, you know, it lists four different places you can find this alarm point, you only need to work with one. And I imagine over time you start to kind of memorize where the alarm points are. But before you get to that point, when you see that the alarm point says liver, for example, then you just go over to the chart section, which is kind of at the back of the book, like in the 100 pages. And then you can see exactly where that alarm point is. And like you said, if it's kind of an inappropriate alarm point, like your nipple and you're in public, then do one of the alternative ones that you can find in the other charts. And that's the place that you apply the oil. And then what do you do?
So what you're doing is you're going to apply the oil on the alarm point. Then you're going to the alarm point and then the emotional points on the forehead. Those are the two little bumps above the eyes, below the hairline. Those are the only ones that you really need to use. There are three other points that I really like. And that's the spot that's on the top of the head. So it's at the very top, and I call the vertex, between the anterior and posterior fontanelle, and are the little soft spots. And then there's a spot on the back of the head. It's where the head and neck join. And that is the release point. And then we have points on either side on the back of the head that are like the little depression behind the ears. And those are the filter points. I find those to be really helpful because the filters will provide that buffer so that you're not picking up and processing everybody else's emotions. The first thing is take the oil, put a drop of the oil in your non-dominant hand, rotate that clockwise three times to activate it, and then put the oil on the alarm point of your choice, whether it ends up being the body point, the point on the foot, or the point on the hands. A lot of times those are really easy, especially in the case of anger. And then put the oil on the emotional points. Now, when you've got those spots on your forehead, sometimes skin can be very sensitive, especially if you have an oil that is hot. And you can even take another finger that doesn't have oil on it and touch those particular emotional points on the forehead if your skin happens to be really sensitive, or even just holding your hand over the put your hand over the forehead area so that you're getting the frequency, and then just touch the point with another finger. That's a real easy way to do it. If you want to put the oil on the emotional points, you can do that as well. And then spot on the top of your head, back of the head, and the filters on either side. So once you've done that, then you want to smell the oil. And you want to connect with the emotion. So in this case, it's anger. That means you want to feel the anger. And the more you can connect with the emotion, the better you're going to be able to release a lot of these deep-seated patterns. But even if you don't really get into the energy, just the thought of it will still connect with the frequency. So if you can't feel like you're really getting into it, just think about what that emotion is and what it feels like.
So you put the oil in your hand, you activate it by kind of swirling it three times clockwise, you said?
Yes. What that does, unless you're in the southern hemisphere, and then it's opposite, but wakes up the oil.
Okay. And then you would put a drop with your finger, you would touch the alarm point, and then you also want to activate the emotional points that you talked about. And that would be the same for whatever emotion that you're working on?
Yes.
Okay.
So regardless of what emotion you're dealing with, you're always going to do the two emotional points on the forehead that basically it connects with the emotional body. You've got the spot on the top of the head. You've got the release point, which is on the back of the head between the head and neck. And then you have the filters on either side behind the ears.
And when you say do those points, you just mean touch them, or, you know, is there a specific length of time you need to hold or anything like that?
No, it's just touch the points. It's very quick. So you don't need to saturate the area with oil. One drop of oil will cover all the points.
Great. Well, that is making a lot of sense. And then with the way out, the affirmation there, are you just saying that out loud or to yourself while you're pressing these points or afterwards? Does it matter?
You really have an option as far as how you want to do it. So the first component is connect with the negative side of the emotion, which would be the anger. And what I have people do is take a breath in and connect with the feeling and just allow yourself to connect with that negative emotion. And then breathe out and let it go. And again, just take a breath in, connect with that feeling of anger and just feel where you felt it in your body and breathe out and let it go. And then take a third breath in and just connect with any of the memories that come flooding in as far as other times when you felt anger, and breathe out and let it go. And then connect with the opposite side, which would be laughter. So take a breath in and connect with the feeling of laughter. And if you don't feel like laughing, think about a time when you did. So this is laughter. Take a breath in, breathe in laughter, and breathe out and let it go. And again, take a breath in, breathe in laughter, and just feel laughter in the areas of your body where you felt the anger. So breathe the laughter into all the areas where the anger was stored, and breathe out and let that go. And again, just take a breath in a third time and breathe in laughter. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to embody it as much as you can get into the emotion. Great. And breathe out and let it go. And then we go to the affirmation. The affirmation is my direction is clear. It's like, how do you move from anger to laughter? My direction is clear. You can say that three times, whether you say it out loud. It's another way to add more power to it because we listen to our own voice. But even if you just think it, that works too. And so my direction is clear, which allows me to move from anger into laughter. And basically, you're done.
Let's look at another example after this short break. Let's look at another example and just kind of run through that again, since we're more familiar now with how that works. Let's look at fear. So I'm going to go over to page 43 with fear. And all right, so let's imagine that I'm dealing with fear and I want to release it. So I come to fear. Other side says awareness/faith, face it. The way out says I face the unknown. The oil is sandalwood. The alarm point is the third eye. So if I didn't already know where the third eye alarm point was, it says I can find it on charts A or E. So I flip over. Page 98 is chart A. I find the third eye point, which is right in the middle, kind of the low forehead middle.
Mm-hmm, kind of between the eyes. And then the other thing too is if you don't have a clue where that alarm point is, then you'll notice right before the chart that there are pages would that spell it out. So then you can go to third eye and it will give you a location. So it's not like looking at this chart and wondering, now where do I start?
So page 91, I see. That's really helpful. I didn't even know they were listed out like that. All right, so we found our alarm point. Now what?
A lot of times it kind of helps looking at what fear is. So when we look at fear, we basically have two emotions. We have love and fear. So if what you're feeling is not love-based, it's fear-based. And I really found that to be really important when I looked at control, and we can talk about that next. But fear, the other side of fear is awareness, or the other area is faith. So when we look at things from a biblical sense, and we look at fear and the other side being faith, what does faith actually mean? So when you break down faith, what it means is to face it, which basically means face the fear. And so that way you have a little better understanding of what's behind it. And then your way out is, I face the unknown. So it's a statement that says, how do I face what's right in front of me? What we're going to do is we'll take the sandalwood and again go through the same process. So you can take a drop, put that in your non-dominant hand, rotate it clockwise three times, it activates it, and take the sandalwood, put that on the third eye, which is between the eyes on the forehead, the two emotional points, spot on the top of the head, the release point, the filters on either side. Then you're going to take a breath and breathe in the oil, connect with the feeling of fear, connect with all of those areas where you have felt that fear, release that, and let it go. And repeat that three times. It allows you to go through the different bodies, and that just brings it a little bit deeper. Even if you just do it once, you're still going to get benefit. Then the other side of that is awareness. It's faith. Allow yourself to connect with the awareness of the situation and moving into the fear, which allows you to bring the energy full cycle. Energy moves in an infinity sign. So if you go into the negative deep enough, it's going to flip and it will bring you into the positive. So that's the reason for really feeling the emotions to the depth that you really can. And then on the positive side, it allows you to feel the fullness of the positive emotion. So that's where you're feeling the faith, the awareness. What is the awareness of this situation? And the way you get there is, I face the unknown. That's your affirmation. I face the unknown.
Wonderful. And so you mentioned clarity and you wanted to talk about that. Next, did you want to mention anything about clarity or indecisiveness?
Well, one of the things before we kind of get off to that next area, particularly when we're dealing with an emotion. And so, again, when we look at sandalwood, we can go to the oils reference, and which would be on page 73. And so with sandalwood, we notice that there are emotions that are listed. One of them is codependency. Then there's dread. There's faith, lack of faith, and there's also fear. And then we also have terror. So as you're working with one emotion, you'll find that by using that oil and referencing the other emotions that are connected with the oil, you can see how there are different aspects of that particular emotion which can also surface. So that's another tool, another option that you can do if you feel like the emotion hasn't really totally cleared or there's something else that's connected with it.
That's very cool. I love that chart. That chart that starts at, let's see, page 65. So, like, let's say you're really drawn to a specific oil, like abundance, then you can kind of see the emotions that are connected to that oil. And that just can give you so much personal insight to yourself. I love that.
It really does. And then another question is, where do I start? And so a lot of people are aware of their emotions, but then there's a whole nother section that really aren't. So if there's a particular oil that you're drawn to, if it's one that you really like, or the other side, if there's one that you just can't stand, then look at the emotion that's associated with it and see if there's something there for you at this particular time. Also children, because children many times will go to a particular oil, and then you can look at the oil and see, what's this oil associated with?
My daughter just likes joy because it's pink, so.
Okay.
I have to hide the other oils inside old joy bottles because she won't use them unless they're pink.
That's great. Well, she just needs everything to be filtered through joy.
Exactly. Or pink.
Uh-huh. Well, pink is a good joy color.
Yes, it is. It is. She is a bundle of pink joy for sure. So let's move on. I want to ask, what do you do if you don't have the oil that's listed?
One of the things that you can do, you'll notice in the back of the book that there is the oils that are in all of the various different blends. So we talked about joy, for example. So if you don't happen to have joy, and you go back to the appendix, which would be on page 130, 138, 139. And so you notice with joy, we've got bergamot, lime-a-lime, geranium, rosewood, lemon, mandarin, jasmine, Roman chamomile, palmarosa, and also rose. And so you can look at that and see, do you have any of those oils? And if you still don't have anything or anything that reminds you of it, the other thing that you can do is if you've smelled joy in the past, you can connect with that particular feeling. But even if you don't have the oil, if you go through the various different emotions and go through the process, you're still going to get benefit.
Yeah. So just pick the closest to your awareness. So, you know, let's think of like a single oil, like sandalwood. That's a single oil. It's an expensive oil. So a lot of people might not have it in their shelf yet. So it might take a little bit of research to look into, well, what's an alternative to sandalwood? Do you have a resource in mind that people can sort of use, or maybe just Google it might work?
That would be the best. I really haven't compiled a list that would be an alternative to each particular oil. And so what I found when it came to why do we use certain oils for certain emotions, it's because that oil holds the frequency that would be the closest frequency to the positive emotion. And the reason oils are important is because the oils connect with the limbic system of the brain through the sense of smell. One of the things that I always thought was interesting is we talk about our five senses, but nobody really pays a whole lot of attention to smell. And the smell is connected with the emotions. So when you're looking at how do you actually clear an emotional pattern, the emotions are the seat of the emotion is in the limbic system of the brain, which is accessed through smell. So that just means this is another component. This is another way of connecting with smell and another way of clearing the emotions on a deeper level. So what I would recommend for people, if they don't happen to have a particular oil, do the emotions. And if you have a friend who happens to have that particular oil, one of the things you could even do is just take a cotton ball and get a drop of that particular oil, put it in a little Ziploc. So then you're going to hold that, you're going to have that particular scent that you can refer back to. Even using an empty bottle where you don't have the oil and you're just smelling the oil is still going to connect with that system. And then once you have it in your memory, you can access it. So it helps, again, especially if you're on a budget and you've got a lot of the different emotions, looking for ways, what are things that you can actually do?
Yeah, do an oil swap with your friends and just, you know, everyone take a little samples from people. That's always fun to do. I'm opened up here to page 17, discovering the emotion. And I'll just let you kind of run through this and explain this process to us.
The easiest way to work with emotions is to identify the emotion. And so how do you do that? If you're connected with an emotion, then you would just go to the emotional reference and find the emotion. One of the things that I found in working with my patients for practitioners is sometimes going through various different emotions to find what's the one that has the greatest charge. You can do that yourself when you're looking at how you're feeling. And just thinking of various different emotions, like, for example, if you've got a stress in your life and you're wanting to pinpoint how you're feeling, then you can just, well, how am I feeling? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling angry? Am I feeling frustrated? And that way you're kind of going through that process to discover what's the emotion that's got the greatest charge. So identify the emotions, number one. The next step is look at your body, and your body will do that by giving you a signal, whether that ends up being pain, discomfort, maybe you have a problem in a particular area. Look at the body chart. That way you can identify where the pain is, or you can just go to one of the areas and find that particular place on the chart. From there, you want to go to the body reference. It's going to tell you what emotion is associated with that particular part of the body. So if we're talking about stomach, for example, maybe you've got an upset stomach, you'd like to know what's going on with my stomach. Then you can look at the chart to find central areas. So it may be, I've got an upset stomach and I'm not quite sure what's here. Is it the stomach? Is it the small intestine? Is it the large intestine? So you can look at the body and even checking or challenging the various different parts to pinpoint where the emotion is stored in the body. The next thing you want to do is go to the body reference chart. So that's going to tell you what emotion is associated with that particular part of the body. Once you've identified the emotion, you go to the emotional release, emotional reference section, and you're going to find the emotion. So like for stomach, for example, that would be control is one of the emotions. And of course, what we talked about before, when you look at the body reference, and you're looking at a body reference, you might have several oils that also go to an area. So again, look at the emotion that's connected with it and pick the one that you resonate with, or you might end up doing all of them. The other thing that you can do is you can start with an oil. So if there's a particular oil that you're curious about, one that you're attracted to, one that you're repelled by, maybe something that you've just gotten this oil and you'd like to know, how do I use it? So you want to go to the oils reference and find the emotion that's associated with that particular, find the emotion associated with that particular oil. Another thing that you can do is go to various different body points. And so those would be reflex points. There are reflex points on the feet. There are reflex points on the ear. If you find that you're going through and you're finding a tender spot, that means you've got an emotional charge. So you want to look at the emotion that's associated with that particular point. Another area is looking at your body type. And so what I discovered is there are actually 25 different body types, and it's based on your dominant gland organ or system. What that does is that determines where we gain our weight. We look at our personality profile. We look at what foods support our system. And not everybody in the same family is the same body type. So that's why not everybody thinks like you think. This is an area that I did in kind of a sketch as far as how do you determine your body type, or the other area would be to go to my website, which is bodytype.com, and you can take the test and that will pinpoint your particular body type.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mind, for coming onto the show. I hope that everyone can check out your website, bodytype.com. Also, check out the book if you don't have it. It's really just a must-have for every oily household. What's the best place for people to reach you besides those places if I left anything out?
So my website, which is bodytype.com, and on my website, then there is phone number for the office if you have specific questions. And also I wanted to mention that the oils book is available in the Kindle version. So that way you've got something that you can keep on your phone as far as a quick reference.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode. Wow, there was a lot of information here for everyone. If you're looking for links or resources, just look below this episode description. I'm going to list Caroline's book. I'll list a site to her website and her newsletter. I'll also link the upcoming 30 Days to Healthy Living Challenge that is opening that up to all members, whether or not you're on our team, whether or not you're a Young Living member or not. You can check that out on the description below this episode. Also, links to Kind Snack Bar's Cube Gift Box, an excellent gift for anyone this year, and the Revolution Oil 30-Day Business Boot Camp. So lots to explore. I hope that everyone's having a wonderful holiday season. I'll be back here next week. Until then, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.